Shalom Aleichem, and welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Kisetze, as we approach the middle of the month of Elul, and what do you know, we start to take things a little more seriously, Be'ezus Hashem. This time around, I'd like to talk about the end of the Parsha, Parshas Kisetze. As you know, the Parsha ends with the mitzvah of Zachar Shasolecha HaMolech, and I'd like to begin by reminding you of the Hiddur mitzvah that we get to do once every few years, and that is specifically, any year where the coming year has two Adars, it turns out that from Parsha Zachar of last year to Parsha Zachar of this year will be a 13-month separation. It will be a break of 13 months. Some Sefer writes that to be Mekayim Zachar Sha'asolcha Amalek, a person has to remember the Ma'aseh Amalek once every 12 months. And therefore, some Sefer said, on a year such as this, in Parshas Kisetze, when we learn Zachar Sha'asolcha Amalek, we should have in mind, the Bakere and those listening, should all of us have in mind to be Yaitzer the Mitzvah of Zechiris, Mitzvahs Mechias Amalek, to remember what Amalek did to us, and the mitzvah to be Meicha, Timachi Timcha Zecher Amalek, and that's a Hiddur mitzvah that we could do, according to Chassam Sefer, Iker Adin mitzvah, that we can do this Shabbos. Before Zachar Shasalcha Amalek, the Pasuk tells us, Lo Yielacha Bikischa Even Vo'oven, it talks about having honest weights. Weights that are used in business here in Jackson should be honest. What is the smichus aparshiyos? Amalek to the honesty and weight. So Rashi tells us. Rashi tells us very beautifully. From the Medrash, Rashi brings that im shakarta b'midas u'mishkalos havadayig migiru hoyev. When does Amalek come? When somebody is dishonest in business, that, God forbid, brings upon us our enemies starting up with us, honesty, integrity, brings Rahman al-Islam upon us the attack of Amalek, and therefore there is a smichas ha-parsha. It's very beautiful. Hold on a minute. In Parshas Bishalach, it says the story, the Maisa Amalek, Vayavai Amalek, the pasuk before is the Klal Yisrael didn't have a complete faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Rashi there says, why is Vayavai Amalek next to that? Samach Parsha Zula Mikra Zeh, reading from Rashi and Bishalach, Lamer, to tell us, Tamanani Benechem, I'm with you all of the time, va'atem oimrim hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, and you don't recognize that I'm with you, chayechem shakel above and oishech eschem. That brings upon the attack of Amalek. So the question is, it seems to be a steer of the two Rashis. Rashi here says that what brings Amalek? Dishonesty in weights, in business dealings. And there Rashi says it's a lack of faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lack of Amunah. Tzarah Biyar, it seems to be two different, totally different messages. Rav Shmua, back in Parshas Kisisa, in the beginning of Perek Lamed Aleph, has a relatively long piece, a very deep piece, about serving Hashem, particularly about Limud HaTorah. And there, Rav Schwab says the following. The aside that he discusses there is the idea that in serving Hashem, we need to serve Hashem with what he calls Hasogas HaSeichel, learning Torah with our intellect, with our understanding. Torah is given to be understood, al pi pshat, in a very intelligent and intellectual way. And also Hasogas HaNishama, there has to be a spiritual connection to Torah. And the Torah, every bit of Torah has within it its pshat, al pi sedrak suvim, al pi seichel, and its higher, a mystical, a deeper meaning, Hasogas HaNishama. There, Rav Schwab, in discussing these two aspects of serving Hashem, Seichel and Neshama, he talks about the fact that the Gemara says that when a person comes up to heaven, L'achar Me'ev Estrim, he's asked, Nosasa v'nosato be'amuna, did you do business honestly? What does that mean? Nasasa v'nasata be'emuna. What is emuna? So Rav Schwab, there are two meanings. Like everything else in Torah, there's the hasagas haseichel, there's the intellectual, intelligent meaning, and there's the hasagas haneshama, the deeper mystical, spiritual meaning. They will ask you, nasasa v'nasata be'emuna, apipshat, were you trustworthy? Were you honest? Were you an ish ne'emon? Emuna means to be trustworthy. Also, they will ask you, nasasa v'nasata be'emuna, did you do business with faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The hasagas haneshama, the spiritual connection to that question, is emuna, faith in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. As a Rav Schwab, the two are interconnected. The intellectual obligation to be honest in everything you do, and the spiritual obligation to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they work in tandem, they work together. A person who is a true mammon knows that despite all of his efforts, all of his ishtadlos, all of his work to secure a parnasa, an income for himself, it all comes ultimately from emuna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from faith in God. A person does something dishonest, he won't end up gaining from it. We have a faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person what is his and not what's not his. That's the meaning of Nasasa v'nasata b'emuna, says Rav Schwab. That's why by Amalek we find these two aspects of serving Hashem both bring upon us, God forbid, the attack of Amalek. They're not two different things. They go in tandem. They work together. In our parsha, honesty in weights, and then Zachar Shas Alecha Amalek, because if Mishkalei Seinu Mekukalim, if we're dishonest in our weights, in our business, we can, God forbid, bring Amalek upon us. There are Parshas B'Shalach. Al Nasoisa Mas Hashem Leimer Hayesh Hashem B'Kerbeinu Im Oyin. If you don't really sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is among you, Vayovei Amalek. We ask, they're two different things. The answer is they're the same, they're one and the same. Nasosov and Nasata Be'emuna. Integrity, honesty, and business dealings. And the sense of Yesh Hashem B'Kerbeinu, they go hand in hand, they work together. A lot of times the Yetzer Hara is to try to get money dishonestly, to go and say, oh, I was looking for a job, and therefore I'm entitled to unemployment, they're giving away so much money. It's totally not true. How can you apply for money that you're not entitled to? So people say, what? It's $20,000. It would be $20, you wouldn't sell your soul. For $20,000, you sell your soul. I don't get it. People have to have integrity. Where does integrity come from? It comes from Hayesh Hashem B'Kerbeinu Amayin, in a sense that God is among us. God is here. What, you know, you'll never get a penny you're not entitled to. It'd just be Matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to return it, which is not pleasant. That is the idea, that what brings Amalek, God forbid, upon the Jewish people? A lack of honesty, integrity in business dealings, which in turn is related to a lack of faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's move on to another thought on this part of the parasha. Laya v'cha b'kischa even the even g'day luktana, the measures that a person has must be honest. They must be honest. The kefa lashon, the fact that it says it repeats itself. Laya v'cha b'kischa even the even g'day luktana. And lo yilecha b'veischa, eifa ve'eifa, g'day lo k'tana. And then it says, even shlema v'tzedek yilach, eifa shlema v'tzedek yilach. It says a double lashon in the whole parasha. So Rashi says, lo yehei noitel b'g'day lo umarza b'k'tana. How do you cheat somebody with weights? When you buy, when you're buying, you use a weight that cheats the seller. And then when you turn around and sell the produce that you bought, you use a weight that cheats the buyer. You have even the even. You have two stones. You have one stone when you're buying that gets you ill-gotten gains by cheating the seller. Then when you turn around and you sell it to someone else, you use another weight which cheats the other fellow. That's the way this type of cheating works. I want to share with you a beautiful thought. In Mishlei, Perachav Pasig Yod, Evan the Evan, Eifa the Eifa, It talks about having two stones, having two measures. Ta'evas Hashem gam shneim. It's something that's disgusting to God. Somebody who's dishonest and has two measures. Rabbeinu Yaina makes note of the fact that the word mida or midais really has two meanings. It's a measure, something which you buy and sell. It's also a human attribute, midais taives, having proper midais. Rabbeinu Yaina, as Pirusha Mishle says, and I should add, the Rabbag hints at it as well, that just like in midais measures, a crook buys with one and sells with another, the same thing with the midais that people have. The midais that people have. There's a kayach netila, that's when you take, and there's a kayach nesina, when you give. People who twist their midais, twist it by being very makbid on things when they're taking, and not makbid on things when they're giving. By being very loving, someone who's going to benefit them, that's called chanifa, and being very stiff when they have to build others, that's called achzarius. The midas of a person, you can't be neitel begadayla or marzeh bektana. A person has to be consistent in his midas. He brings an example. At the Mabul, vayimalei haaretz chamas, the world was full, too much netila, too much taking, people took too much. What was the way to fix that? Nayach and the Teva did Nesina. He was giving. He gave incredibly in the Teva, constantly giving, taking care of the different animals. A person who twists weights so that when he buys, he cheats the seller. And when he sells, he cheats the buyer, is a crook. Somebody who's extra careful, when he buys, he makes sure to use a weight which is just a little extra careful that he doesn't take too much. And when he's giving, when he's selling, he uses a weight which makes it extra careful that he's not giving too little. He uses his midais in the correct way. So too says Rabbeinu Yaina. A person in his midais, in his behavior with others, even the even gedayla v'ktana. Be careful. You have two avonim. You have two avonim. You have two midas. There are, every human being consists of certain contradictory midas, being nice, being tough, being angry, being happy, being tired and being alive. You have a person, when it comes to sitting down to the daf, he's tired. And when it comes to schmoozing, he's wide awake. You got it backwards. When they're talking Lashon Hara to you, you should be drowsing, dribbling off. Even if you're not really doing it, just fake it. Well, as they're telling Lashon Hara, just dribble. The man pretend that you're listening to something that doesn't interest you in dribble. And when you're at the daf, you have to be wide awake. A person is going to say, oh, I worked so hard, I'm so tired, I fell asleep at the daf. Okay, I understand. But what's going on? Afterwards, they were talking about the Yankees and you were wide awake. It has nothing to do with how much you work. It has to do with how much interest you show in the things you have. It's an important message, a message of consistency. Pastor Rabbeinu Yaina. Evan ve'evan gedal v'ktana. Please, be consistent in your midas. Stress the kayach nesina, give generously. Kayach netila, when you're taking, take sparingly. And with that, a person has lots and lots of atzlach in everything he does. Before I finish, I have a kasha this week. I don't know the answer. There is a parsha in this week's, there is rather a parsha in the parsha, in other words, a section in the parsha, which talks about a man and woman. So it says, if the man forces the woman, she's pater, only he's chayiv. If it's done willingly by both parties, then they're both chayiv. The Torah uses the lashon in besada yimotze. The man finds the woman in the field, as opposed to be'ir, loitzaka. In the city, she didn't scream. Meaning to say, in the city, the Ramban says this, he says, Pshan the Pasuk is, in the city means they did it willingly, and there, they're both Chayav Misa. In the field, the woman was forced, and only the man is Chayav Misa. That's Pshan the Pasukim, I think we all understand that. I don't get it. The Pasuk is talking about being Chayav Misa, the death penalty. Misa is only if there's Hasra, only if there's a warning, and the person says afal pikein, he accepts the warning and does the avera anyway. How does it work? You say, well, if it was in the city, she did it willingly. If it was in the field, she didn't do it willingly. It has nothing to do with city, field. It has nothing to do with whether it's in the city or the field. It has to do with whether it was asra. How can you say they both die only in the city? They both die in the field. Either place, if there was asra, that to her and she accepted it, she's chayav misa. And if not, not. I don't understand the pshat in these psukim. That must be a good answer somewhere. I'm sure some of you will find it. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos to one and all.